Lightning flickers, burning away cracked darkness to reveal bold letters. Netflix. A typewriter prints text onto a sheet of paper. Trigger warning, entertainment. A quote appears. Only a bright can control the power of the wand. The Great Prophecy, Chapter 7, Verse 15.
We're broken people now.
Netflix presents a Netflix original film. A police car drives at night as graffiti flashes past. An orc skull has a bullet hole in the forehead. In the beginning, God created all races equal, but elves are more equal. Spray-painted orc soldiers stand under words, "Orcs fight for you, who fights for us?" A Trigger Warning Entertainment production. A Grand Electric production. A film by David Ayer. Lights blink on a caution sign showing a reptilian figure. A gang tag reads Fog Teeth. A painted elf wields a sword by a mound of skulls, Dark Lord. Orcs hold their fists in the air. Be yourself. A payphone advertises fairy removal. Police pass a tent city. A painted orc holds a sunshield as he breaks chains. Jirok lives. A giant elf holds a human who stomps on an orc. They hold you up to keep us down. Orcs loiter by graffiti reading, "No orcs," and an LAPD fly swatter hitting a fairy. On a brick wall, human cops aim their guns at orcs. A painted elf winks for a selfie and flashes a peace sign as cops beat an orc. A sign with a translation, "Bail bonds, we speak orc." A building reads, "Centro Comunitario de Orc." Spray painted underneath, "Dark Lord will return." Freeway signs show exits for Los Angeles, then Elf District, authorized vehicles only. A sign in Elvish and English reads, "Elves only." Orcs clean around pillars tagged Shield of Light. A graffiti orc mows down officers with a finger gun. Curse the police. A title appears over the LA skyline, Bright. Now, a human cop waits on a sidewalk, leaning against his cruiser and tapping his phone. He nods to a passerby, then glances down the sidewalk to his orcish partner at a food cart. In a store, an orc pulls up his hood as he strides toward a glass door with a human cop on the other side. The orc cop.
Ward!
He holds up a burrito.
Red sauce? Green sauce?
Ward shakes his head and looks back to his phone. The hooded orc steps out and blasts him with a shotgun. Now, Ward's eye opens.
Babe, you up? Afternoon, you gotta get up. I'll make some coffee, come on.
He rises from bed, a pistol lying beside him. He shuffles to the kitchen in a bathrobe.
There he is.
Morning.
Afternoon.
He kisses his partner, Sherry, who wears nurse's scrubs. She hands him coffee, and he frowns into the mug.
There's some fresh shit in there.
He pulls out a soggy strip of paper.
Whoops. We ran out of coffee filters, had to use a napkin.
I'll just chew that up next time.
Oh, come on. Why is the fairy in the bird feeder again? Told me that you killed it.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you, all right?
Please.
I don't fuck with no fairies.
You need to fuck with that one.
Look, when I was little, my cousin Day-Day was throwing rocks at this fairy. The fairy shit in his own hand. Do the shit, and it went in Day-Day's eye, and it was like a fucking cantaloupe.
That's a bullshit story.
No, he almost lost his eye, I'm telling you.
That's not true.
All right, that's not true. $200, pay the man, same man that does the bees.
No, I'm not paying $200. I got this big, handsome, strapping man standing right in front of me. Go kill that fairy, please. Thank you so much.
I'll kill the fairy. Finish my coffee, I'm gonna kill the fairy.
Okay.
All right.
That may kill you, so yeah, maybe you should do it before you finish the coffee.
How's work?
Yeah, work's good, you know, just a lot of stab wounds lately. We had this homeless guy come in throwing equipment everywhere.
They watched Joe Rogan's podcast.
A lot of traffic accidents and
what about that cop?
The older guy, he coded out.
That's an orc that's now in the LAPD force. How does that work?
He's not blooded. He's not part of any blooded clan. He's like a finger that got cut off the hand. He's dead to us.
Shock trauma at its finest.
Ward shuts the laptop and shakes his head.
I don't want this guy in my car either.
Baby, I don't want you to get shot again.
5 years, I'm going to retire. But I can't. can't fuck up my pension. I mean, that's my fucking worst nightmare.
Do you know what my worst nightmare is? It's them wheeling you in when I'm at work. That's my nightmare.
He pulls her close.
Ferry, now.
Ward nods and heads outside with a broom. A 6-inch-tall fairy swings wildly from the bird feeder. A group hangs out in lawn chairs in his neighbor's front yard, drinking at a barbecue.
Hey, y'all. I want y'all to trip off my police-ass neighbor. He's a trip.
Ward eyes the fairy as it zips around.
Good afternoon, officer.
Hey, what up, Mike?
Yo, that fairy been all up in my crib, eating up my dog food and shit. I'm gonna have to call the city, man.
I am the city, all right? You save your dime. Fairy lives don't matter today.
Hey, check this out, y'all. This is probably gonna be good.
Ward bounces on his toes and tightens his grip on the broom handle. He pokes the fairy, and it darts away.
Ring the bell, y'all.
It dive bombs him, and he swings the broom at it.
Damn, look at this nigga, man.
He bats it down.
Oh, you got it now. Now take the little homie out LAPD style like you do.
Ward smashes the fairy.
You ain't gotta do him like
that. That was nasty.
Come on, G.
That's what I do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and you keep doing all your gangster stuff. I'm just trying to sell my house. Don't worry about that.
Hey, he's a trip, man. I tell you, that motherfucker's crazy. He's got a fine-ass wife, too. I'll tell you that.
Inside.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah, am I in trouble? What'd your mother say to you?
Mom said that Nick got you in trouble because orcs are dumb.
That's not true, all right? Orcs are not dumb. Just all of the races are different, okay? And just because they're different doesn't mean anybody's smarter or dumber, you know, better or worse than anybody, all right? It's just you know, everybody's just trying to get along and have a good life. Hey, baby, you gotta take some clothes. Get some clothes.
Fine.
Out front, the orc cop.
Hey, partner. Ready to get back to work? All healed up?
What the hell are you doing at my house? Why are you at my house? Why are you on my lawn?
Your lawn's dead, boy.
Exactly, which is why I seeded it and spread cow shit everywhere so it grows back.
That's not really cow shit.
What do you mean it's not cow shit?
It's sewage from toilets, from the treatment plant, swear to God.
I paid $400 for this. That's bullshit.
Human shit. Why do you think I compost?
Whatever. You don't ever come here in that ever again.
I was at diversity training at Elysian Park, and your house is on the way to the bar, and I just thought of it.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Sophia. What's up, Rockstar?
We're gonna go to Grandma's.
Grandma's? We'll hop in. We'll give you a ride.
Shut up! This ain't no Uber, man.
Don't tell Nick to shut up. He's a person, too.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
It's an enlightened kid you got there, Daryl.
Ward shoves his coffee mug into Nick's hand and puts his for sale sign back up.
Don't worry about me. Let's crip walk your asses on back to the barbecue.
I thought it'd be nice to give me a ride on your first day.
Ward snatches the mug from him and marches inside. Nick drops his head with a sigh. He gives the neighbors an awkward nod.
Lovely song. Come through the hood and you
will get fucked off. The sun blazes down through palm trees as the squad car drives a residential street. In an apartment building, Ward carries a backpack and holds Sophia's hand as he walks her to a door. Her grandma opens up.
Grandma? Good to see you. All right, babe. What's up?
He kneels down in front of his daughter.
What's happening? What's up? Why are you sad? What happened?
I don't want you to die.
I'm not gonna die. What are you talking about?
Mama said Nick's gonna get you killed.
I don't know why she said Nick is not gonna get me killed. Alright.
Why do you have to be a policeman? Everybody hates policemen.
She stomps into the apartment and slams the door. Ward pushes himself up.
Right.
He goes to knock, then lets his arm drop to his side. Later, he rides shotgun in the cruiser as Nick drives. The orc has rough, mottled green skin, a brutish forehead, large pointed ears, and a flattened nose. He sniffs around.
You know what? You smell like you haven't slept. I have melatonin in my war bag. You take one before bed, turn off the laptop.
Maybe I'm having trouble sleeping.
because of the nightmares I'm having from being blasted across the street with a shotgun while your ass was getting a burrito.
But I was getting a burrito for you.
Yeah.
I don't eat cow flesh.
Do you think that you could get a burrito and do your job? Do you think you could get a burrito and watch my back like every other cop manages to do?
Yes. Look, I know you're disappointed in me. I know that you think that I let you down.
You know what? Like, you know what? It's a new day. Back to work, we hitting the reset button.
Copy that. Copy that. We're hitting the reset button. We're moving forward together. As friends, together.
Ward shuts off the radio.
We will not be listening to no orcish music.
That is one of the greatest love songs ever written.
That's a love song in prison.
I believe that you're lacking in love, Ward.
I'm what?
By love, I mean, like, physical love.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm straight. I don't need no physical love. Trust me, I'm good.
Can't hide it, Ward. Humans have physical tells.
Tells, huh?
Yeah. It's called a face.
Boy, I ain't making no face.
Like the face you're making right now.
I ain't making no face right now.
Yeah.
What face am I making?
A human who needs a lot more conjugal love type face.
Conjugal love face. So you know human face. You know him. Show me another human face. What's another one?
Nick draws his lips into a pouty frown.
What's that face?
It's a human doesn't get any more pancakes.
We do like our pancakes.
I got
that's
a lot
just
of
real.
Them.
You got a lot of them?
A lot of them.
Show me the face orc makes when he just shut the fuck up and don't say shit and just drive to work.
Nick drops his head with a reluctant nod.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, you got that one. Yeah, you're killing that one. You should do that one. Do that one, like, all the time.
They cross a bridge as smoke rises from the outskirts of the city. They pass a sign. Elvin Special District.
Whoa, why are you going this way?
It's fine, it's a shortcut.
You see, they're very nice here.
Dude, you can't go through Elf Town. You are killing me. Killing me, dude. So what, you trying to get yourself some designer shoes? Ain't nothing over here but rich-ass elves. Just running the world and shopping.
They roll through a checkpoint with armored trucks and soldiers, then pass an elf woman climbing out of her sports car's scissor door. The cruiser rolls alongside luxury convertibles. Elves, like humans but with pointed ears, wear designer clothes and shades as they stream through a crosswalk.
I hate Elf Town.
At an intersection, they glance over at an orc chauffeur. The orc trades a nod with Nick, then taps his unfiled fangs. Nick looks away in shame.
Even the chauffeurs are snobs.
At another checkpoint, an armed guard posted by an armored truck waves as the cops hang a right out of Elf Town. Later in the precinct locker room.
Hey, Dr. Reddy Ward. Hey, where's the diversity hire you ride with?
Yes, so Ward, what kind of partner is Jacoby? Is he your dance partner? Your sexual partner? Because he fucking sucks to catch some bad guys.
That's clan law shit, dog. Orcs got each other's backs.
Hey, look, why y'all acting like I put this dude in my car?
So what are you doing to get him the fuck out of this division, my friend?
Hey, look, long as he pull his weight, I ain't got no beef with him.
No. You could do shit, man. You could write a letter, and his ass would be gone, and we'd back you up. That's a fact. But you don't care about yourself, boy.
Right. Did I ask you for advice? Because I'll probably wait till I'm on my, like, ninth divorce. Then your advice will come in really handy.
That's good. That's fucking good. Noted. Meanwhile, that orc fuck is still out there because Jacoby chose clan blood over the badge.
Or the motherfucker just got away.
He got away because Jacoby let him.
Nick overhears.
What happens next? What happens the next time this pig motherfucker makes a cop suck start his fucking 12-gauge? Only this time, it's Brown, or it's Hicks, or it's fucking me. How you gonna feel, Ward? Because that shit is on you.
Well, if you in the box, I'd probably be like...
Ward, you son of a bitch.
Hey, look. I got a dude in my car. The whole world is watching. All right? I didn't ask for it. I don't want it.
but I don't get a vote.
And what happens if they hire more of them? Man, you know what they say. Once with the Dark Lord, always with the Dark Lord. They chose evil.
Here's the thing I can't understand. How do a bunch of dudes who can barely remember their baby mama's birthday have beef with a whole race over some shit that happened 2,000 years ago?
Here's the fucking deal, man. You keep Jacoby the fuck away from me, okay? I'll drop an orc. I don't give a fuck. My ancestors killed them by the fucking thousands in Russia.
In a briefing room, the department cheers as Ward enters.
All right, settle down, the captain's coming.
Ward, I saved your scene.
Take it away, boss.
Ward, nice to see you back.
Cap.
A sexual battery alert on an orc.
Is that your cousin?
Full moon, Friday night, summer heat wave. That means...
Nick frowns.
Clear your calls fast, help your colleagues clear theirs. Get me out of this deployment period without another murder. I'll buy you all coffee. Sergeant Ching, all yours.
All right, after I call your name, get your shotguns and radios and deploy. I don't want to see you here unless there's bad guys under the desks. Green Mary 25, Pollard. Green Mary 55, Tim. Green Mary 60, Thomas. 3A 21, Pippin and Gosser. 3A 54, Hancock and Wheeler. 3A 80, Crawford and Duncan. 3A 9, Jacoby and Ward. 3A 54, Jones and Moreno.
Hit your kick room, and I'll meet you at the gas pump.
Ortiz and Mencia.
I'll be right down. I just need you.
3A90, Ward steps up to the sergeant.
No.
Yes, put him in another car.
What the fuck about my demeanor gives you the impression that I want to be a target on the department's orc diversity radar? These decisions are made 9 miles above me.
No, they're made right on your paper, right there. Scratch him out, scratch his name out, put another name, anybody.
Ward, no one wants to ride with you. Goodbye. Don't get shot again.
In a hallway, cops laugh as Nick edges past them with his shotgun.
Look. Hey, look good, bud.
You're looking real good.
He has a "Kick Me" sign taped to his back.
Be safe, guys.
In a rough neighborhood, orc kids play catch in a lot littered with mounds of trash. A gang of orcs sit around drinking booze by a graffitied wall. Nick and Ward pull up. The gangsters get to their feet as the cruiser slows to a stop.
What's up, homies?
Your ass still alive?
You know something about that?
It wasn't me.
Get the fuck off of the street, or I'm gonna call your PO, tell him you out here drinking with the homies.
The orc sneers and shakes his head.
I ain't gonna tell you two times. Let's go.
The group leers after them as they drive off. Nearby, an orc lifts the front end of a pickup truck with his bare hands so a kid can grab a soccer ball from underneath it. The gangster orc aims a finger gun at the cops and brings down the hammer. Nick and Ward drive a city street.
I need to know if the shit pop off with these fog teeth fools that you got my back, that you a cop first. Are we clear?
Clear.
I'm about dope, money, and guns. That's my job. Your job is to make sure I go home at night.
I don't like this small talk.
This ain't no small talk. This is big ass talk. We doing real shit out here.
All Westlake units 384 is requesting assistance. 6 in Whitmore, 6 in Whitmore.
Nick turns on their lights and hangs them right. A helicopter circles over a crime scene. Nick and Ward roll up to find cops brutally beating orcs with their batons.
Get him the fuck out of the car!
The partners watch with solemn frowns. Then Ward turns to Nick.
I need to know if you're a cop first or an orc first. I need to hear you say it.
Ward, I wanted to be a cop since I was a little kid. I have nothing else. My badge means more to me than the air I breathe. There's no question me.
Ward scrutinizes him, then leans back in his seat. A uniformed centaur holds back a crowd as the cops beat the orcs.
389, 415 man, 5th and Westlake, code 2, FN 2415.
3 out of 9, Roger, show us en route.
389, Roger.
The fuck out of here.
At an intersection, a disheveled, shirtless man with long hair and a beard brandishes a sword as onlookers stare. Nick and Ward park alongside a deputy.
Rodriguez!
Hey.
Oh, shit, man. I thought you were dead.
Nah, man. Too many bills to pay.
Yeah, I hear you.
I thought you were out having your, like, zillionth baby.
Nah, man. Marty says a week late. We're in Ducey next week, though. Number five.
Five.
A lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, man.
Sir, drop the sword.
You!
He points his sword at Nick.
The army of nine races fought shoulder to shoulder to give you the world you neglect.
Hey, tell him to shut up.
Sir!
Swords and arrows. And now the Dark One returns to reclaim orc hearts!
Everywhere I go, live orcs always gotta be the bad guys.
Hey, don't look at me, man. Mexicans still get shit for the fucking Alamo.
Get back! Get back!
Sir! Unless you want to die, you drop that sword right fucking now!
They take aim and the guy tosses it down.
Hey, you got me shot. Don't get me stabbed.
The cops move in.
Turn around, sir! Hands on your head!
I'm doing it, man. Jeez.
On your knees!
All right.
Don't move.
Having a little fun.
Nick cuffs him.
Ah, shit! All right, damn. Not resisting.
3 out of 9, 1 in custody.
I need a call for a 5th and Westlake suspect in custody.
Ward retrieves the sword as Nick loads the disheveled man into the back of the cruiser.
Okay, man, easy. Give me it. Ow!
Rodriguez leans against his open driver's side door.
Hey, real quick. Gang intel said Fakti's been smashing like a motherfucker, and Altamira's gang banging like it's 1999. Watch your backs out there.
Hey, you too.
All right, brother.
Kiss your family.
They fist bump and head off. Ward fills out a report in the passenger seat as the shaggy guy coughs on the barrier grate.
Sir, can you sit back? You stink like shit. Can you sit back? Thank you.
The guy gags, then pukes on the floor.
Come on. That's bad.
Nick eyes the man through the rearview mirror.
Hola, pasoda.
I have a message from the Shield of Light. Remember the old ways. Remember what you are.
Is that orcish?
He creases his brow at the guy.
How the hell you know how to speak orcish? What'd he say?
Nick makes the cuckoo sign. Remember your traditions. Only clan ways can save you. The prophecy has chosen you. The man with you is blessed. Nick turns to him.
It's Jacoby!
His eyes snap to the road and he swerves around a van.
Come on, man. The hell is your problem? What'd he say?
It's not making any sense.
Nick tightens his jaw with a troubled look in his eyes. Later, Ward grimaces as he hoses down the back seat. The captain leads two men in suits into the precinct garage. They both have mustaches and slicked back hair.
Where's Jacoby?
Booking our body, ma'am. I love your hair. Who are you?
I'm the unemployment line, or a prison sentence. I could be the Angel of Mercy, but it's up to you, buddy.
Internal affairs.
That's right, all fucking day long. And let's review, kids. Some pigskin piece of shit puts a load of buckshot into your trauma plate. Shithead foot bails. Jacoby pursues.
Hey! He trails the perp through bystanders. Police, stop!
Corners his asshole in what, a dead-end alley?
Jacoby State's dude tackled and disarmed him. Then jumped on a fire escape ladder and evaded the rest. Jacoby signed statement.
Ladder's 13 feet off the fucking ground. We measured that. Mm-hmm. Now, no orc has got a 6-foot vertical.
Perhaps the suspect was light on his feet, sir.
Do orcs have mad hops? How many orcs are ballers?
Excuse me?
Fucking heard the detective. How many orcs play pro basketball?
None. They're slow, they're heavy. That's why half the NFL defensive line's orcish. It's not racism, it's physics. Jacoby kicked loose that pigskin fuck who blasted you. Do the math.
Orcs hold clan law above all else. That's a fact.
The captain steps closer, holding Ward's gaze.
The Jacoby issue is sensitive. The world's watching. We can't fire him without cause.
Which is why You're gonna get him to admit it, and you're gonna record him.
He holds up a recorder, and Ward knits his brow.
The fuck out of here. I want the guy out of my car, but I snitch. I'm done as a street cop.
We know you got a house note you can't pay down, right? Drowning in debt, raising a little girl that you can't afford to pay for. Bother the fucking ear.
He flashes a smile, and Ward gets in his face.
You talk about my family again. I'm gonna split your fucking head open.
Ward, you need this job. Don't throw it away for Jacoby.
Get off me. Get off.
The captain holds up her hands and steps back. Ward gazes at the floor and shifts his weight as he considers.
Give it to me.
One of the men holds up the recorder, and Ward grabs it.
No testifying. No depositions. No paperwork.
Good man.
Very smart.
Shave your mustache, bitch.
The internal affairs officers leave.
It's just business.
She strides out. In the precinct parking lot, a black sedan parks and an elf with blue hair and an expensive suit gets out, along with a human wearing shades. Nearby, cops beat an orcish suspect.
Place is a shithole.
They walk past Nick, who peers after them before hurrying to Ward.
An orc with a badge. Incredible.
And that's some shit you don't see every day. Like an elf with a mop.
Did you see those two guys? I think they're feds. Could they be here for me?
Feds don't give a shit about the L.A. orc community.
Yeah, you're right.
Ward finishes filling out a police report. Wearing a heavy frown, he hesitates before climbing into the squad car's passenger seat. The L.A. skyline glows at night. As the partners patrol the streets in their cruiser, Nick keeps his eyes alert as Ward stares off in thought.
So my daughter, Sophia, she be doing shit all the time, man. She don't have no business doing. But she comes clean. She always tells the truth. Because she realized it feels good.
Nick's nose twitches.
Feels good to her, feels good to me. And truth just has a way of clearing the air between people. It cleanses some shit, you know? It's like, just tell the truth.
I know something very bad happened at the station. I know. So are you gonna tell me about it or no?
I'm talking about you, all right? Don't be trying to twist this. Nothing happened at this...
I'm not talking. 341 Abrams, code 2, incident 2815.
3 Adam 9, show us en route.
Nick hangs a U-turn.
341 Abrams.
389, roger.
They race off, lights flashing. The feds interrogate the disheveled man.
How long have you been in Shield of Light?
What's that?
The human slams his head into the table.
Oh, fuck up.
He shaves the back of his head.
What are you doing, man?
No questions, just shut up.
He shines a light.
Hey, nice Shield of Light tattoo.
Good one.
You know who we are?
Housekeeping.
You might want to look at this.
His ID badge. Fuck.
Magic Task Force. Right. The magic feds. You know, Serling, if you're going to play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes.
Fuck you.
You want to test me, asshole?
Okay, I'm not your enemy, man.
Montague lowers his fist.
What do you know about the Inferni?
They're elves.
Renegade elves.
Renegade elves, sorry. Because elves are awesome, right? They're going to bring back the Dark Lord.
Fairy fucking tales.
How do they plan to do that?
When they get 3 magic wands, they can raise him from the dead.
He shows photos of elvish women.
You recognize her?
It's Layla.
She's an Inferni coven leader. She's bright. You ever notice how most brights are elves? And elves run the world? Coincidence?
There are human brides.
One in a million. But you know how you know if you're a bride? When you touch a wand with your bare hand and don't explode. Did you do that? Did you die? Learn the truth about yourself? If I had a wand, I'd try.
Let's get back on track. So Layla has a magic wand that she's coming after Tika, right? And she'll shred this city to do it. We get Tika, we can set a trap for Layla. We hunt wands, we hunt brights. That's what we do, and we're pretty fucking good at it. You want to help us?
Come on. The Dark Lord's coming.
Serling glances between them.
What, are you gonna fight him with tanks? Huh? You gonna drone him? 2,000 years ago, magic stopped him. And magic will stop him again. One day you all are gonna come begging for our help. And we'll be there. We'll stop him. The Shield of Light will stop him. I'm done. We're done.
If you act like my enemy, you become my enemy.
Candemir stares Serling down with piercing eyes. Now, Nick and Ward roll down a street. Ward nods to a guy sitting on a stairway.
See that?
Oh, it's a spotter.
Mm-hmm.
The spotter watches them park, then jogs upstairs. Daryl and Nick climb out of their cruiser and approach a gate. Bullets rain down around them. The partners scramble for cover behind an SUV.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Yes.
Then we could die.
First time being shot at?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I dislike it very much.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. All right, look. On three, I'm gonna dump this asshole. All right?
Wait. That makes sense. We use force.
All right.
Yeah.
One, two, three!
They jump up and squeeze off shots at a third-story window. They duck for cover as return fire strikes the SUV.
You all right?
Yeah.
No holes?
Only the ones that I was born with.
How are your holes? The fuck can you make a shootout awkward?
Sorry.
A barrage of gunfire hits the SUV, ricocheting off its hood and blowing out its windows.
Wait for the reload! All right, he's gonna have to reload.
Reload?
Now!
They pop up and empty their clips at the window, then duck and reload. The gun slips from shooter's hands, and his arm goes limp and dangles from the window.
We got him.
They hustle toward the compound.
Get the door!
Nick swings it open, and Ward shines a light attached to his gun.
Shouldn't we wait for the cavalry?
We are the cavalry.
Ward, can't we wait for backup? Ward. Go. I smell blood, Ward. Lots of blood.
They advance upstairs. Shield of Light symbols and prayers are painted on the walls. Plastic sheets splattered with blood wall off a makeshift hospital bed with blood-drenched sheets.
Body.
They round a corner.
Shit.
Smoke rises from the embers of a smoldering skeleton.
Cover the hallway.
What the fuck?
Cover the hallway.
Okay.
Ward sweeps his light over shelves of heavy weaponry, sniper rifles, and explosives.
Shit. Don't touch anything.
They continue down a corridor of holes cut through walls. They find a body slumped in a machine gun nest.
Body. That's our shooter. He's down.
They whirl around.
Someone's in here. I can smell them.
They pass another smoldering skeleton.
These people died so bad.
Clear.
Ward and Nick round a corner and stop in their tracks. They slowly lower their guns as they stare at something on the wall in front of them.
knew who all this happened to.
Readam 9341 Abrams. Possible bright at our location. Request additional units and a supervisor. I repeat, possible magic user on scene.
A bleeding elvish woman is suspended within a spiral of undulating, pulsing spikes.
Hey! Freeze!
A figure darts away.
Freeze, stop! Hey! Hey!
The young elvish woman nimbly vaults outside.
Stop running!
She pounces on a car hood and flips away to avoid Ward. Nick shoulder checks her, and they pin her down.
What is that?
A brilliant light shines from her hands, and a nearby car explodes.
Go get the homies.
A spotter takes off.
Put it down, I'm gonna shoot you in your face!
The suspect drops a glowing wand, then cowers and trembles on the ground. Nick and Ward gape.
Is it?
It's a magic wand.
She lifts a shaky gaze to them.
Who are you?
Please protect me.
She's speaking Elvish.
I don't speak Elvish.
Well, I took 2 years in high school, but,
Yes, animal.
She said somebody's coming.
She pleads. Please protect me in the wand. Later, with backup on scene.
As far as I can tell, a bright came in, used the wand, and magicked everybody to fuck up. We need to evacuate this neighborhood. Secure the scene, hold the perimeter till the feds get here. What the fuck are you, new? This is way above our pay grade.
That's magic right there.
They stare at the wand.
That's whatever you want. You want $1 million? You want 10 million? You want to be taller or shorter? Make your dick bigger? You want to go back in time and marry the girl who didn't blow you on prom night? That's how you do it, right there.
Well, clearly, we had different prom nights. But that is a magic wand, and you don't know how to use it. You're going to kill us off trying. Only a bright can use a wand, and you don't look like a wizard to me.
Don't put your hands on that wand.
Hey, don't touch the wand.
You got it.
Don't touch it. Hey, don't be...
Pollard pulls on a rubber glove and picks it up.
Fucking ice cold.
Energy courses through the wand as it emits smoke that warps the space around it. He shoves it into a bag labeled Jacoby.
All right, you're not stealing that wand.
Yeah, the light is coming, Ward.
Whoa. But...
Cops face off with him from either side.
Fuck is you squaring off on, bitch? Hey, Sarge, you need to talk to your boys right now.
You need this just as much as we do. Maybe more. Your family depends on you. Don't you want to be there for them?
What about Jacoby?
Outside with the elf. Can you tell me your name?
Tika.
My name is Tika. We have to leave before she comes. Before who comes? Tika trembles in fear. Jacoby follows her gaze down the street. Inside.
It's not happening. No. No.
Pollard, he's spinning.
No, he's not spinning worth shit.
He's fine.
This is
just
stupid.
Calm down.
Hey, fuck. He's fine. He's got it. He's fine.
Hey, fuck you.
Calm down. Fucking calm down. Back the fuck up. No, back the fuck up.
Listen. This is happening. This is fucking happening for me. All right? It's okay.
There's no version of you walking out of here with life as you know it intact.
Fuck this. We are taking the wand and the orc dies, and you got a big decision right now. Either your little girl grows up without a daddy and Jacoby dies, or just Jacoby dies, and it is time to make a choice.
You are him, Ward. You are him. Is tomorrow's LA Times gonna say one cop died here or two?
Yeah, there it is. He just caught up to it.
Everyone wins. Department gets rid of Jacoby. He dies a hero. Public's happy. This report writes itself.
It's a perfect storm, bro.
Ward drops his head, blinking with a stunned expression. At a bar, his wife drinks with friends. She answers a call from Daryl as he strides through the compound.
You okay?
Take Sophia, get out of town right now.
What? Why?
Get out of town right now. I love you.
She hangs up and beelines to the door. Ward exits the compound.
Ward, where is everyone? We haven't even set a perimeter. I'm pretty certain that Pee Wee gangster is all at one. And she is spooked. Says somebody's coming. Like someone bad.
Ward paces.
But what's... You seem like you have bigger troubles.
You let the shooter go, didn't you? Because he was clan blood?
Now? You want to fucking go through this right now?
What else you lie about, Pigface?
Don't put your fucking hands on me!
You fucked me. You fucked us both. Pigskin piece of shit. Fuck my whole life over some stupid orc knucklehead.
Fuck you, Ward. Fuck off!
Ward takes aim and Nick starts to draw.
I dare you. I dare you to pull your gun, please. Go ahead. I will fuck you up in a gunfight.
They stare each other down. Then Nick removes his hand from his holster.
I gave you plenty of time to talk about this shit. Karma is a bitch, and here it comes.
I let him go.
Inside.
So what's the real plan?
Two cops die tonight.
What about the elf?
I'll kill her. You good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sarge.
She gives him a steady nod. Outside.
You see my teeth? They're filed. I'm not blooded. My father's not blooded. His father's not blooded. I've been shit on by orcs my whole fucking life. Huh? You know what that feels like? When your old people hate you.
Why'd you lie, Nick?
It wasn't clan politics. I just had the wrong guy.
Oh. Story time?
The guy who shot you. I lost him in the crowd, and I circled back, and I thought I had him. I had that fucking guy dead to rights, but it was a different kid. He was just tagging. And the troops are coming. Jacked up humans with guns looking for an orc who'd shot a cop. You think that kid had a chance?
Go, go!
They would have fucking dropped him on the spot, so I did the right thing.
Go for him!
You never saw his face. How'd you know it wasn't the motherfucker that shot me?
His fucking smell. Yeah, years of evolution haven't taken away our sense of smell, and he smelled different. What human jury would believe me?
What, do you have Axe body spray?
Yeah, see, this is what I have to fucking deal with. The orc that shot you got away.
Ward!
It's time.
The other cops come outside.
Time for what?
Ward's brow creases as he holds his partner's gaze.
All four of them standing there?
Yeah.
You're left to right. Who is it?
Brown Higgs, Pollard, Jen. What's going on, Ward?
In slow motion, Ward whips around and guns down the cops. Tika rolls off the hood of the car as return fire comes their way. So this is Nick stands frozen with his hands on his holster. Ward's gun sends shell casings arcing past his determined face.
If half the world's gone mad, the other half just don't care, you see. You don't wanna fuck with us.
The crooked cops drop to the ground one by one.
When it feels like the world's gone mad, and there's nothing.
Ward ejects his clip and slides in a new one as he strides over and aims at Pollard, who writhes on the ground.
Partner, no! Drop it or I will fucking kill you!
Hey, listen to me. This isn't like you.
Pollard sputters up blood. Ward holsters his gun as Nick takes aim at him.
Hey, calm down. I know it looks bad.
Shut up, show me your hands.
I didn't have a choice, Nick.
Shut up! Now turn back around!
What's your plan?
Tika grabs a coat and hugs it.
I'm gonna arrest you, so shut up!
First of all, stop telling me to shut up. Second, I need you to shut up and listen to me.
Shut up! Turn around! Get on your fucking knees!
Ward steps closer.
You have to fucking kill me if you think you're gonna put me in handcuffs.
Nick's face strains as he keeps his gun trained on his partner.
Oh, Ward.
He lowers it and slides it into his holster.
3 out of 9. I got 4 officers down, 1 officer conscious and breathing. 3 officers.
Kill me.
Nick grabs the bag with a wand and sets it on the cruiser's dash.
This is bad. This is so bad.
Put your big girl panties on. They were gonna kill us over that wand, all right? They were acting crazy.
Don't you say a word. Not to me, not to anybody.
Jacoby. Oh, Jacoby, who are these people? She struggles. Keep the wand safe. Armed thugs stream outside and Ward cocks his shotgun.
Motherfucker, what?
Protect the wand.
Stop here. They okay? It's a lot of blood, Holmes.
That ain't none of your concern.
Maybe you should go over there and give him a little mouth to mouth.
This is an active crime scene. We ain't never had no beef, Poison. Why don't you take your people home?
Word on the street, there's a wand in this hood.
Where is it at, eh?
Mine.
Altamira.
Altamira, eh? So when the little homies tell that the cops are shooting each other in my hood.
Poison sits in a wheelchair.
Makes me wonder. Where's the wand?
Ghetto rumors, homie. You don't want to get shot in your face over a rumor, do you? Why don't you go ahead home?
The wand belongs to the people.
To the barrio.
Get back! Homeboy, you heard me.
Simon.
If it's mine, if I have to kill every fucking cop in LA.
Well, you gonna get your chance, because SWAT is about 90 seconds out. Nick, get in the truck. Get in the fucking truck, Nick.
Listen to your master and get in the fucking
fuck
truck.
You.
No, fuck you.
Fuck
you.
You.
What is that, a fucking labradoodle you dipped in ink?
Mess with puerco, homie.
Fucking ugly ass motherfucker.
Looks like a puerco to me, primo.
Ward holds his aim as he backs to the police truck and gets in.
Get me that wand.
Windows up, bulletproof. Is the SWAT team coming? No, Nick, go, go!
A thug hops on the hood and bashes the windshield with a crowbar. Nick stomps the brakes to send him flying.
Wrong way, Nick.
Yeah, well, someone was on the car.
I don't know, Rojo, but I didn't make it.
Tika's eyes dart as they speed off in reverse. Thugs cling to the truck and spray bullets at it.
Bulletproof, dickhead! Go, 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 go!
They ram the hanger-ons into parked cars. Nick cranks the wheel and runs a guy over.
Hey, let's get the fuck out of here. Drive it like you stole it.
Nick throws it in gear and stomps on the gas, and Tika smiles excitedly. Poison and his crew watch the cruiser truck speed away. Tika stares out through the bullet-cracked rear window to see a pickup packed with Poison's thugs racing down the next street over. It tears after them, pops the median, and rams them.
Go! Go!
Guys with rifles ride in the pickup bed and open fire on them. The pickup rams the police truck, making it skid sideways. Ward aims his shotgun out his cracked window and picks off one of the gunmen. The cruiser's passenger door gets ripped off as it hits a parked car.
Drive straight, not sideways!
The cruiser bounces off a parked car and spins forward. Nick accelerates as the pickup pulls alongside them. Ward fires his shotgun.
Sit! I'm out!
He fumbles a box from the glove compartment.
Shit! Butterfingers!
We were doing so good.
He loads shells into his shotgun. Nick presses the pedal to the metal as Ward shoots out the pickup's windshield. The trucks careen down the road, slamming into each other. As a gunman fires from close range, Ward leans out and punches him to the ground. The pickup pulls up alongside them. Ward grabs his taser and shoots its prongs into the driver's face. He jolts with a shock as Nick rams the pickup into a parked van. In slow motion, it flies up and flips upside down.
Oh, they don't teach that at the academy.
No, they do not.
Ward peers back at the wreckage. Tika suddenly panics and back. We have to turn back. Stop the car. Inferni. Inferni.
Relax. What is she saying?
We have to turn back. She won't let it go. The wand levitates.
What is that?
They drive under an overpass. The car's front end crumbles as it slams into an invisible wall. They lift into the air and bullet casings fly through the cab in slow motion. Tika's face slams into the divider. Now, Candemir and Montague speed through a tunnel with two escort vehicles.
Fuck.
Problem?
Tech services is flagging some weird-ass cell phone talking about a magic wand.
The Magic Task Force agents exchange a heavy look. Under the foggy overpass, Ward, Nick, and Tika walk away from their totaled cruiser. Outside the compound, a sedan pulls to a stop and the platinum-haired elf from Candemir's photo gets out, along with two others. They step past bodies sprawled out on the pavement. Inside, Pollard drags himself along the floor. The elves walk right past him.
Help me! Help!
Layla steps to the elf suspended in the spiral on the wall. Rivulets of blood trail down her upheld arms.
Like.
The elf opens her eyes, and Layla strokes her face as they gaze at one another. The traitor escaped. She has your wand. Layla draws a curved blade and drags it across the elf's throat. The elf maintains a calm expression as her lifeblood gushes out. Layla crouches by Pollard, who sits slumped against a wall. She strokes his face, then digs her gloved hand into a bullet wound in his neck. Pollard thrashes in pain, then goes limp. Layla steals his police badge. She strides away and joins her two accomplices outside. Tian keeps watch as Seraphin drags police officers' bodies out of sight behind a gate. Layla scans the area and spots movement in the window of a neighboring building. She marches toward it, and Tian and Seraphin fall in step behind her. In the cloudy night sky, a dragon flaps past the full moon. Ward stomps a padlock off a window grate and swings it open. He, Nick, and Tika drop down into a dank cellar filled with piles of boxes and mannequin limbs. The cops sit down against columns, and Ward wipes his face with his sleeve.
Oh, I got blood in my eye. What the fuck did we hit?
Oh, that was one. You know what a binding spell is. It stops it from getting too far away from its owner. Pulls it back.
Owner? Who owns a wand?
A bright.
Now, a family opens their door to see Layla holding up the police badge. Seraphin presses his gun to a girl's chin.
Cálmate, por favor.
Cálmate, mija. Por favor, señor.
Please, sir. Seraphin releases the girl and holsters the gun. The father turns to Layla, who brings her face close to his. Her eyes cloud, then become clear.
Dime qué pasó.
Tell me what happened. Tell me. The father anxiously
fidgets. Los policías empezaron a dispararse unos contra otros.
Cops started shooting at each other, and a black cop killed them all. He left with an orc cop and an elf girl.
An elf?
Una elfa.
They turn to a crib. Seraphin strides toward it. The family tries to protest, but Layla and her crew toss them aside like ragdolls, then stab them dead. Seraphin slowly reaches toward the baby's face. In the cellar, Tika tumbles off a water tank into a pile of mannequin limbs.
Okay, you know what? You need to sit your crazy ass down.
Look, half of our division is on some old school rampart shit, all right? They're gonna kill you first, then they're gonna kill me. They're gonna take the wand, and that's when the stupid shit's gonna start. And by the way, that's only if the gangsters don't get it first. And that's when the triple stupid shit's gonna start. We gotta get out of this neighborhood.
Yeah, but the wand is gonna stop us. See, the binding spell is gonna stop us.
We'll hide the wand. We'll hide it here. We'll come back and get it.
I am not abandoning the wand.
We are not the fucking wand police.
You want bodies on the street? Huh? All of LA on fire. This is like a nuclear weapon that grants wishes. No, the feds have people that deal with magic. We call them, we ask
them. You wanna call the feds? I got bodies on my gun, remember?
Yeah, well, don't look at me. I just let an orc go.
Really, Nick? Really?
That was irony.
No, that's just being an asshole. We're gonna call Rodriguez. He's the sheriff. He's not LAPD. He's solid as fuck. We can trust him.
That's a good idea.
Tika grabs Ward. They're coming for the wand. He spots shadows prowling past the window.
What is it?
The lock. We left the lock outside on the ground. Go.
Nick kicks open a gate and they hurry off. An Altamira thug comes through the window and Ward blasts him.
They just pulled the partner! Look out!
Thugs rush downstairs. Ward shoots one in the head, but two more jump out with baseball bats. Nick holds them at bay as Ward and Tika dash up another staircase. Thugs grab Tika, but Ward beats them back using his shotgun as a club. Nick shoots a thug with a crowbar, then gapes in shock as he watches the body drop.
Go!
Ward watches
him.
Nick, let's go! Come on, let's go!
Hey, buddy!
What is your problem?
It's your house,
though. Wait, I dropped the wand!
Down the fucking
dungeon! A thug picks it up. He explodes in a cloud of dust crackling with electricity. It swallows up the other gangsters. Then the dust slowly settles as the light from the wand shines through it.
Where did they all go? I think we're breathing them.
Nick kneels down amid the ashes and pinches the wand with the bag, scooping it inside.
Hey, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Don't drop that shit no more.
What? No. Why would I?
The trio hurries outside and jogs down an alley. Bullets strike a dumpster nearby. Ward blasts thugs rushing into the alley. They duck through a security gate.
What? I shot
a human.
See?
Yeah, I'll get you some ice cream later.
Ward inspects his arm and finds a gunshot wound on his bicep.
I'm hit. What?
They're not gonna stop. We're gonna keep coming. Let's go.
They head through an industrial kitchen, and orc cooks turn to glare at them.
What are you doing here? You fucking traitor. Keep walking.
Ward leads the way into a nightclub where human punk rockers party with orcs from the Fogteeth clan. An orc snorts cocaine, and another sits with a naked human stripper holding a bong. A large orc gets in Ward's face, and Ward locks eyes with him before edging past. They enter a room with a dance floor where an orcish band performs on stage. Tika curiously touches a human spiky mohawk as she follows Ward. Ward holds his shotgun across his chest as he shoves a path for them through a mosh pit. Tika gets swallowed up by the tumultuous crowd.
Tika!
Ward shoulder checks punk rockers out of his way.
Tika! Oh! Tika! Ah, on my back! Get on my back!
Ward and Nick stand back to back amid the mosh pit. The Altamira gang busts in and fires submachine guns at the ceiling. The Fogteeth clan brawls with them. Orcs smash bottles over thugs' heads and beat them down as more storm in.
Police! Get those fucking cops!
Tika!
Orcs fight through the crowd and get Ward in a headlock. They wrestle for his shotgun.
Ward!
A shot hits the ceiling and they throw Ward into a wall. Nick retrieves the shotgun and helps him up. Ward pepper sprays the orcs.
Let's go!
They hustle away. Tika crouches on a ledge. She flips down and hops into Ward's arms. They burst through a door and hurry out of the club. Meanwhile, Candemir and Montague exit their car outside the compound as a tactical team moves into position.
Execute.
Sir.
Inside, flashlight beams sweep over the dead elf suspended within the ring of undulating spikes. Candemir steps over and runs his fingers over her cheek as light pulses behind her. He leans close and inhales deeply through his nose. Then he backs away and turns to Montague.
She's Inferni.
What a shit show. You want to unpack this for me, boss? Layla.
Candemir drags a finger across his throat.
Layla was here.
What are you talking about?
Candemir glances around, then looks to the dead elf.
She was sent to kill Tika. And then Tika did that.
She wants her wand back, right?
Yes.
And Tika has it.
Yes.
And those cops she ran off with,
He checks his notes.
Ward and... what? Jacoby, the orc cop we saw at the station.
They have no idea who Tika is. It's been 20 years.
What does that even mean?
20 years I've been hunting Layla. Without her wand, she's vulnerable.
The agents trade a nod. Nick, Ward, and Tika pass food carts on a sidewalk. Ward steps into a store and grabs shirts from a rack. Tika pets a teddy bear.
Now's a bad time to go shopping, Ward.
Everybody's looking for two cops. We gotta switch it up.
Oh, yeah. You know, running to a fog teeth party is not good community policing.
Yeah, well, we're alive and we got the wand.
Orcs hold grudges. That's all I'm saying.
Tell me about it. Hey, follow me. Let's go.
Tika!
Oh, thank you, man.
Nick puts on a hoodie as Ward pulls on a flannel and ushers Tika along. The trio strides into a casino with a strip club. An orc woman in a tight dress eyes them as they pass. A human dealer fans out cards at a table. As a woman watches them pass, her eyes blink like a reptile. Men and women snort from a mound of cocaine. His face smeared with blood. Ward leads the way into a room with topless dancers. He leans to a couple at the bar.
Take your old lady, get the fuck out of here. Go.
Tika watches with a giddy grin as a stripper shakes her booty.
I need you to get the fuck out of here. All right, go.
Jesus.
An orc woman leaves. The Altamira gang strides in, and Ward draws his gun, holding it at his side. They duck behind the bar as the gangsters fire at the ceiling, sending the patrons and strippers fleeing. A thug fires dual Uzis at the bar, shattering bottles.
Seven dudes with choppers down the right, five of them down the left, bunch of motherfuckers in the middle.
Poison rolls up on the other side of the bar and lifts off his sunglasses.
Officer Ward, I think we need to talk.
Hey, Poison, how you doing?
Some fucked up shit went down tonight. My homies here want to cut your fucking head off. The cops want to cut your fucking head off. The Fog Teeth gang want to cut your fucking head off.
Yeah, I got that effect on people, Poison. Imagine how my old lady feels.
Me, I just want to protect you. Get you home safe and sound with all your sins forgiven. But you gotta give me that wand. You wanna do the right thing? Help me walk again. Help me make love to my old lady again. Help me get rid of this shit again.
He lifts his shirt to show a colostomy bag.
Give me that fucking wand or I will nail every door in this place shut and burn this place down to the fucking ground. And then I will pick up the wand from the ashes and I will laugh.
Chopping it up with the homie for a sec, Poison.
I'm running out of patience, Officer Ward.
Ward taps the side of his handgun against his head. He shakes his head in defeat and stares off. Tika's hair stands on end as her eyes snap open.
Let's get this motherfucker the wand.
What?
Look, we're gonna get everybody in here killed, and then he's gonna take the damn wand anyway.
I'm not giving that guy the wand. Over my dead body. He's gonna have to kill me first.
So you want to die in a gunfight in a nasty-ass titty bar? That's what you want?
I don't want to die anywhere.
Well, you know what? Now I do. Fuck it. I want to die. Let's do it right now. We're going to titty bar gunfight die. Let's do it right here, right now. You ready? I just wish your dumb ass was a better shot.
You should have got to watch me. You got to watch me.
What'd she say?
The devil is coming.
The devil's ass is out there in that wheelchair.
Let's go. On three. One.
Let's do it.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
They jump up from their cover position, and the Altamira thugs spin away from them. Layla and her crew barrel through the gangsters, dodging gunfire and deftly slicing down their ranks with knives. Ward watches with confusion. Layla slashes Poison's throat and stabs him in the chest. He topples over, coughing blood.
Oh, shit.
Go, go, go!
Nick and Ward run away with Tika as bullets ricochet off walls. Tien shoots a thug without looking.
Go, 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 go! Move!
Seraphine does flips, kicking rifles out of gangsters' hands. He snatches a gun, and he and Tien blast a pair of thugs in unison.
Go, 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 go!
Outside, an armored truck rolls up. Layla leaps through a window.
LAPD!
The trio sees Layla single-handedly take on a SWAT unit.
Come on. Who is she?
Inferni! It's an alpha!
Inferni! She wants her wand. They dash away down a narrow alley. Layla flings a SWAT officer over her head. Tien and Seraphine step outside behind her and shoot down the last two officers. The Inferni stare into the rainy night. At a gas station, Nick hands cash to the clerk, who warily eyes him as he glimpses the gun and badge on his waistband. Nick takes his bag and heads off. In the bathroom, he watches as Ward pours rubbing alcohol over the bullet wound in his arm.
I'm not a cop after tonight, am I?
No, neither am I. I think we should probably spend our time just trying to survive this shit.
Survive? Being a cop is all I've got. Right now, I'm still a cop, and if I die tonight, I'll be a cop forever. I'll be a hero forever.
The fuck do you want to die for a world that doesn't give a shit about you?
Orcs showed the wrong side a long time ago, and they've been paying for it ever since. And when an orc sees me, they see a man, a wannabe human. When humans see me, they see an animal. They hate me.
They don't hate you.
We know when people like us and when they don't. Like you, Ward. When you came out of that house with pure hatred in your eyes. Pure hatred.
Look, I told you what that was, all right?
He dresses his wound with gauze. Tika touches Shield of Light graffiti.
Why didn't you tell me the truth about helping the orc kid? I'm not saying it would have changed anything, but shit, it might have.
I got confused. And with humans, you understand everything is so definite. Like you say something and all of a sudden it's law and you can't walk it back.
You gotta tell me. If I'm supposed to be your partner, I don't care what we'll say to them, but you gotta tell me the truth. You can't lie to me.
Also, I'm supposed to trust you. When you don't trust me.
That's a good point.
He gazes empathetically at his partner, then drops his head and cracks a faint smile.
You're a good cop. And people are really hard on you. So, you're really hard on yourself.
Nick's expression softens and he gazes off. Ward plops down near Tika as she runs her hand over the spray-painted sun and moon. He cracks a beer, and she jumps.
Come on, crazy?
Or do you know that you are who I wish I was? You're fearless. You always know what to do. What you did tonight, that's what it takes for an orc to get blooded. An act of great bravery. And to me, you're like a blooded human.
I used to be like you. Thinking save everybody and fix everything. Now I just pretend to be a good dude. You still are one.
Are we friends?
Nah, Nick, we're not friends, man. You don't want me as a friend.
He gets up and shuffles out of the bathroom. Nick drops his head in disappointment. Tika peers up at him, hugging her knees to her chest. Outside, Ward wears his hood pulled up as he stands against a wall to stay out of the rain. He tosses aside his empty beer can. A sheriff cruiser pulls up, its spotlight pointed at him. Rodriguez climbs out and cocks his shotgun.
Show me your fucking hands, Ward!
Whoa, Rodriguez, what are you doing?
Show me your fucking hands!
Hey, I called you!
Show me your fucking hands!
Hey, are you a part of this?
Part of what? All I know is I heard chatter on the radio saying you killed a bunch of cops.
Put your gun down.
Shut the fuck up, Ward.
All right, listen, the guys...
Hey, Nick and Tika hurry out.
Drop the fucking weapon.
Relax.
Drop it now.
All right, Rodriguez.
Move over. Get away from the gun.
Listen! The guys on our watch tried to do us over a wand. We have a wand. We have a magic wand.
Rodriguez shifts his weight.
All right, show me the wand.
Don't show him shit. He's gonna shoot us and take it. Jacoby!
Nick cracks the bag open, giving Rodriguez a glimpse of the shining wand. Rodriguez's jaw drops and his grip on the shotgun loosens. He lowers it as Nick fixes him with a serious stare.
Shit.
Rodriguez sets his shotgun in his car.
Okay. First thing we gotta do is keep that away from the bad guys. All right, I'm gonna make a phone call. All right. Put it down.
All right.
Put it down. Now step back.
Rodriguez.
Step the... Tell this... What the fuck is that, an out?
Rodriguez. Put
step
your phone
the
down.
Fuck back.
Put your phone down.
I'm calling the feds, man. It's what we're supposed to do, right?
Listen to me.
Chill.
Listen.
Chill.
We don't know
chill.
Who's dirty. Rodriguez, shut the
put
fuck
the phone
up
down.
For a second, Ward.
Put the phone...
Hold on.
Don't tell him shit.
In a parking garage.
I got a deputy claiming to have the wand.
Candemir takes the phone.
Yes?
They want to know where we're at. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Rodriguez hands it over.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Some motherfucker with the wand.
The Inferni use a laptop to tap into the phone line.
You called us. Where are you?
All right, look. I got the wand, but I need something.
You need forgiveness.
If I give you this wand. And let's just say, I don't know, somebody accused me of some dumb shit like killing a bunch of cops.
Man, like you could fix that shit, right?
If you were protecting a weapon of magic from, let's say, corrupt individuals, there would be no charges.
That's exactly what happened. Hypothetically.
A man like you could dead that noise, right?
Do you have the Elf Girl?
Yeah.
Tien acts as a conduit to break the connection.
Yo.
Layla tilts her face to the rainy sky. Candemir passes the phone to Montague.
You can only narrow it down to a few blocks.
Come on, let's go! Move out! Move out!
Their team hops into vehicles. Outside the gas station.
The phone died.
Shit.
Rodriguez pockets it.
Alright, okay.
No, hold
the fuck up.
Okay, Rodriguez.
Let's cuff your partner. Nobody's handcuffing anybody.
Oh, it doesn't fucking look good. A fucking orc and a bunch of dead cops.
Alright, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I'm just being real with you, man. They want it to be Jacoby, okay? Whether it's him or not. If he's not cuffed by the time they get here, they're gonna smoke both of you motherfuckers. No, cuff your fucking partner.
Don't reach on me like that, Rodriguez.
We can't run all night. Let's do it. It's time to end this. Let's go in.
Ward reluctantly puts his partner in handcuffs.
Take my gun.
Ward moves it from his waistband to the hood.
Yeah. Hey, Ward, I can't go to prison. They'll skin me alive.
You're not going to jail. You didn't do shit. I shot everybody.
Ward, shut the fuck up and lawyer up.
Rodriguez gets shot.
Get inside! Go!
Tika grabs the wand bag and follows Ward and Nick inside. Rain falls on Rodriguez's body.
Who was that?
Tika with keys.
Girl, let me out. Let me out. Did you see anything?
Oh, I can't see anything.
Sir, get away from that window!
A car races toward the gas station and gunshots break the glass, killing the gun-wielding clerk. Ward stops unlocking Nick's cuffs as the car crashes through and zooms right at them. Driving, Seraphin plows Nick into freezers. He tries to open his cuffs with a knife as ice cream containers fall on him. Ward dives for the clerk's gun, but rolls away as Tien shoots at him. Layla climbs from the car. Tika flips over a shelf, slides Ward the revolver, and chucks a bottle into Tien's face. Seraphin reverses, trying to run Ward over, but he braces his feet on the bumper and fires as he slides along the floor. Nick grabs a shelf and stabs it through the windshield. Seraphin jerks his head out of the way just in time, then kicks into drive and rams him back into the freezers. Tika backflips over the car and grabs hold of Layla's gun. They lock eyes.
Nanaika.
Traitor. She flings Tika across the store. Ward dashes down an aisle and takes cover behind the shelf as Layla and Tien open fire on him. Seraphin rams the shelf and it slides back, pinning Ward to a wall. Seraphin throws the car in drive and whips around, firing out his window at Nick as he darts away from the freezers. Layla flips onto the hood. Ward pops open the revolver and dumps spent shell casings into his palm. The Inferni close in on Ward, firing from both sides as he reloads. He blasts a shelf of aerosol cans and they blow up, shooting fire at the car. The blast knocks Layla off the hood. Nick and Tika pull him out from under the collapsed shelf and they run away outside. Seraphin's car bursts through the storefront, hits a gas pump, and explodes. Tien pours water on Layla's back to douse her flaming clothes. As they speed down a street, Montague and Candemir spot the massive fireball looming up ahead. They race onwards with their cover vehicles close behind. Outside the gas station, Seraphin calmly removes his burning jacket and tosses it to the ground. Ward, Nick, and Tika run down a street and turn a corner. SUVs box them in from both sides, and the Fog Teeth clan climbs out.
I told you Orcs hold grudges, huh? What'd I say?
All right, look, I'm gonna cut you a break on the reckless driving. But I need you to return to your vehicles and drive home safely. So I need you to take your fat Shrek-looking ass back to your vehicle and drive the fuck home to Fiona. All right? Do you want to go to jail? Tell these dickheads in Orcish to get the fuck back in their vehicles and drive home or they're all going to jail.
But they speak English. But you understand, right? Speak English?
Yeah, of course.
One aims a gun at Ward, who shoves it aside. The orcs close in and beat Ward down with kicks and blows. Orcs drag Nick away as Tika follows, hitting them with futile slaps. A gothic church stands silhouetted by the lights of LA. Inside, orcs drag Ward and Nick, their ankles and wrists bound. They drop them in a candlelit throne room, where the clan leader, Dorgu, lights a cigar.
You know, I'm not from here. I grew up in Miami. Great orc communities, they are strong orc communities. We'd have block parties with dwarves and humans. It was fucking fun, man. I wasn't in the game then. I was a bus driver. Then I moved to LA. Fucking city of angels, right? Listen, man, I would really appreciate it if you gave me the respect of looking at me when I'm talking to you. I get here and I see how broke the system is. Orcs caught between the police and the gangsters, elves making money off us. So I organize my community. We got our own thing now.
He flashes a gang sign.
Every month. Look at me, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Every month, I throw a big party. Get everyone drunk, feed them. All races, partying together with one rule. No guns. After years of peace, who brings in the guns?
We do, yeah.
The drama?
Us.
Disrespects our celebration? The motherfucking police!
He jumps to his feet and points at Nick.
Police.
An unblooded orc. Grew up with humans. Never had a hand raised for him in respect. Playing the nice guy.
Nothing I haven't heard before.
Your buddy's so happy to say he's got an orc friend.
Shit. I'm stuck with this motherfucker.
Seriously?
I'm just saying, ain't like we stomping through the club together.
Court.
Tika hides the glow of the wand. Dorgu gets in Nick's face.
Panach Puchka.
Where is the wand? Puchka. What wand?
Hey, man, we're family. Hey, Nick, you're just trying to get in your head. Don't let him in your head, all right?
I'm not trying to get in his head, man. I'm in his soul. We're the same thing.
I'll tell you where the wand is.
Yeah.
It's up your fucking ass.
Dorgu straightens and turns to Ward, leveling an intimidating stare on him.
Where's the wand? With these motherfuckers!
Thugs kick Ward and Nick onto their sides and pummel them with punches and stomps. Tika cowers in the corner, rocking back and forth and covering her mouth. The orcish kid Nick let escape averts his gaze from the beating, then drops his head.
Get down!
Dorgu pokes Nick's filed fangs. Round tooth, false orc, unblooded coward. Where is the wand?
Kraft Panach Puchka.
Yeah, Puchka.
What wand? Dorgu stabs Nick in the shoulder. An orc chokes Ward with a chain.
Where is the wand?
What wand? There's no wand!
Dorgu pulls his blade from Nick's shoulder and punches Ward with its hilt. Blood streams from Ward's mouth.
Altamira thinks there's a wand. The police think there's a wand. The feds think there's a wand. I think there's a wand! There's no wand. Ghetto fairy tales.
Dorgu pushes against Ward's head as he rises to his feet.
Bring me the elf.
Tika struggles as Dorgu puts her in a headlock and holds his knife in front of her face.
I will cover you with her hot blood.
She don't have shit to do with this.
Where is the wand?
We are police officers. You can't do this to us.
An orc lifts the bag the wand was in. He feels around inside to find it empty, then shakes his head at Dorgu. Bleeding with one eye swollen shut, Nick levels his gaze on the clan leader.
Ladruth!
Kill them! Orcs haul Nick and Ward out of the way, then open a pair of metal panels on the floor to reveal a seemingly endless abyss.
Watch your friend die.
Dorgu drops Tika to the floor. An orc priest wears a robe and a mask made from an elk skull. He runs his finger around a human skull with the top sliced off.
You didn't break. You deserve to be blooded. You would have made a great orc.
I am a great orc.
The orc kid stoically lifts his chin as Dorgu socks Nick in the gut. Nick spits out a mouthful of blood.
My son earns his colors tonight. Mikey.
The orc kid steps forward with a rifle as gangsters force Ward to his knees. Mikey chambers around and points his rifle at the back of Nick's head. He hesitates and shifts his weight. Dorgu gives his son an encouraging nod. Nick closes his eyes. Mikey aims his rifle with a conflicted expression.
Yokurov.
Why are you waiting? Mikey brings his finger away from the trigger.
Bull.
Father, I know him.
Word.
He helped me escape from the police.
That's the guy that I let go.
He saved my life. I cannot kill him. Dorgu takes the rifle, and Mikey drops his gaze. Dorgu presses his forehead to his son's. He pats Mikey's shoulder.
Get over here.
Mikey lowers his head and trudges away. Dorgu aims the rifle at Nick one-handed. Nick lifts his head, and the bloodied partners share a heavy look. With a calm expression, Nick gives Ward a resigned nod. Ward stares on helplessly. A bullet tears through Nick's chest and he topples into the pit. Tika cries and covers her mouth as Ward gapes. Dorgu ejects the shell casing and chambers another round. He takes aim at Ward.
Fuck you, you green pig nose piece of shit. Shoot, bitch!
Beg for
shoot
it.
Me, bitch!
Beg for
shoot,
it.
Bitch!
Fuck you!
Show your respect!
Fuck you, you
that's
do
your
it!
Last
shoot!
Thought.
Shoot, motherfucker!
Bring it! Bring it!
Here
bring
it comes!
What?
Tika slips the glowing wand from her sleeve and thrusts it into the air. A shockwave blasts from it, and she waves it over the abyss. Nick's body rises from the pit, and Tika guides him with the wand as he levitates. He jolts as life re-enters his body. Ward gapes in awe. Nick glows as he hovers in the air and glances around at the other orcs, who stare in astonishment. Tika grins as she moves the wand and waves her hand to guide Nick gently to the floor. The orc priest holds the human skull aloft. This is a prophecy, for he has risen. Tika crumples in exhaustion as the glow from her wand dissipates. Nick feels his unwounded chest. The orcs drop to their knees and bow their heads in reverence. Candles ignite on a mystical tree behind Dorgu's throne. Ward scoops Tika into his arms and steps to his partner. Dark elfish blood seeps from her nostrils.
Ward,
what happened?
Nothing. Why?
Something happened. I feel great.
No, just go.
They hurry out, and Dorgu peers after them with a stunned expression. Outside, the trio walks down a foggy alley. Ward sets Tika on a ledge. Dark lines snake behind her skin, spreading over her face and neck.
You're a bright? You're a fucking bright? Would have been nice to know that when we was getting fucked up, you know, could have had a magic helicopter take us somewhere.
I only started my training. I only know a few spell words.
She speaks English pretty good now, too.
Now I trust you.
You're gonna need to unfuck this, okay? All right, you gonna magic us to Palm Springs or some shit.
I saved your friend's life. Isn't that enough?
It's a start.
Oh, Woodstop, I happen to think it's a pretty big deal. Thank you. Now, Tika, who are these elves who are hunting us?
They're aiding the return of the Dark Lord. So he can slaughter billions and enslave the survivors to serve him in a new age of magic.
Oh, that's all. Just some Illuminati shit.
They're Inferni. They destroyed the Illuminati 100 years ago.
How do you know all this?
I too am Inferni. But I escaped.
A flashback to a ritual.
The Shield of Light hit me. Layla gave an assassin her wand to kill me.
The assassin incinerates a Shield of Light gunman with a spell. Another shoots her, and she drops her wand.
But I got the wand from her.
Tika grabs it and casts a spell that traps her in the ring of spikes.
Keep it away from Layla. She mustn't get her wand back. With it, she can restore the Dark Lord to power.
Hey, what is that? What's the shit? What's the black stuff? Hey, look. All right. Hey, look. Don't check out on us.
Keep it away from her. Keep the wand away from Layla. Promise me.
Yes.
All right. She needs medical attention. We gotta get her to an emergency room.
But how?
Ward hotwires a car.
Got it. Let's go. Go!
T Chica slumps in the back seat as they speed off.
We won't let you die. How do we save you?
Only the Shield of Light can help me.
Where are they?
Home,
where's home? Wait, home, the Abrams house? Everybody was dead there.
There's a pool. The pools are connected like the roots of a holy tree.
Tika sees a vision.
What, she's dying? We have to take her back to where we found her.
No, we are not going back to that house.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get to the hospital. There's doctors there. We're going to turn her and the wand over to the feds.
What?
I want my life back.
What? She brought me back from the dead.
Hey, don't kook out on me right now. All right? We don't know exactly what happened.
You have to accept the miracle.
We're not going back to that house.
You and me are simple people. We mean nothing. People don't write about us, but this, don't you see, is like the time of heroes. Jurak was unblooded, like me, an orc that nobody cared about. He united the Nine Armies, and they defeated the Dark Lord. He was a farmer who changed the world. They raised their blades to him. He was blooded in that very moment. He fulfilled a great prophecy, Wood. I think we might be in a prophecy.
We're not in a prophecy.
How do you know?
All right. We're in a stolen Toyota Corolla. Okay? Look at my face. All right? This is not a prophecy face. This is a bad night face. Okay? And we're gonna get to the hospital, and the feds are gonna put an end to it.
Shut the fuck up, Wood. And listen to me. We have to go back. There's nothing ahead of us.
He levels a serious gaze on Ward, who looks away and reluctantly drops his head. Outside the Shield of Light compound, Ward cocks a shotgun and steps past bodies. Nick carries Tika as he follows him to the entrance.
Oh, man. These guys are feds.
Oh, shit.
Ward trains his shotgun ahead as they move through the gate. Inside, Tika leans on Nick for support as she limps along behind Ward. He leads the way down a corridor past the body of another Fed. Ward aims through a hole in the wall as they advance past it. He spots a high-powered tactical gun on the floor. Ward picks it up and passes it to Nick.
I get the big gun.
Ward takes it back and swaps it for his shotgun.
I didn't mind having the big gun.
They step into a room filled with military equipment and weaponry. Ward finds a pipe bomb sitting on a table by electronic components and a liquor bottle. He pockets the detonator and passes the pipe bomb to Nick.
That's a bomb.
Yes, it is.
You want me to hold it?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Never know.
Seraphim lies in wait under the table, and Tien clings to the ceiling. Layla prays by the pool and tree from Tika's vision. I sit before you, Lord of Darkness. Serving your will is my honor. I will return you to this world. Ward, Nick, and Tika enter a rec room.
They're coming! There! In the wall! Shoot through the wall!
Ward blasts the wall, but Seraphim bursts through it and kicks him.
Ward!
Tien slashes Nick's leg. Seraphim kicks away Ward's gun, then dodges his punches and flings him down by a weight set. Tien kicks away Nick's shotgun. She and Seraphim team up on Nick. Ward eyes a weight lying next to him on the floor.
Nick!
He chucks it into Tien's head. Nick pushes a foosball table to pin Seraphim to a wall, then stabs him with one of the bars.
Nick, let's go!
She got me!
Tien kicks Nick in the face. He blocks her arm as she slashes at him. He shoves the bomb into her chest and stabs her with her own knife to hold it in place. He throws her out a window and she dangles from a blinds cord.
I gave her the bomb!
You never know. Swipe left.
He taps the detonator. She explodes and her guts go flying. By the holy tree, Layla lifts her head. As the smoke from the blast clears, Seraphin unimpales himself. He grabs Nick and beats him down. Ward and Tika step through a doorway and come face to face with Layla. She kicks Tika to the floor and swings the knife at Ward. He blocks it with a trash can and headbutts her. He bashes her away with a can and throws it at her. He grabs a hook and swings it at her, then wraps her up in its rope. She runs up a wall and does a backflip, slamming them to the floor. Seraphin kicks Nick, sending him sliding across the floor. He spots the tactical gun lying beside him. As Seraphin lunges for a finishing blow, Nick grabs the gun and blasts him in the head. Layla struggles with Ward, tied up in the rope. She elbows him in the face, but Tika grabs the end of the rope and ties it around her wrist to restrain her hand. They pin her to a fridge.
Shoot her!
Nick grips his gun. Tika grabs the wand and shoots crackling light at Layla.
Nick, will you please shoot her? Shoot! Shoot her!
Nick blasts her twice in the chest. Layla gapes and sinks to the floor as waves of magic electricity ripple over her. Tika glares, her face crisscrossed with black lines. Layla's eyes glaze over.
Good work.
The partners trade a rattled nod. Tika braces against the floor, struggling to hold herself up. Nick follows as Ward carries her into an open chamber, where the roots of the holy tree arch above a glowing, cross-shaped pool.
The water. Put me in the water.
Hey, you're done. I got it from here.
Nick bows his head and stays behind on a balcony. Ward carries Tika down a flight of stairs. Exhausted, Nick lowers himself to the floor. Meanwhile, light pulses over Layla's gunshot wounds, sealing them shut as sparks drift from her body. Ward wades into the pool of glowing water with Tika in his arms. Nick watches from the balcony, holding the tactical gun in his lap. Ward eases Tika into the water, and she floats on her back under the roots of the holy tree.
So what now?
She folds her hands over her chest, holding the wand. The bloodied partners trade a look. Tika floats, her eyes closed with a tranquil expression.
She's coming.
Layla jumps out and wraps a cord around Nick's throat.
Nick!
Layla kicks him over the balcony and he dangles from the cord. Layla leaps to the floor below, landing in a crouch. She lifts her head and fixes a piercing gaze on Ward. Layla lifts her hands and the wand flies to her. She catches it and it glows, oozing sparks. She runs her fingers over the wand as the glow intensifies. She shoots a spell that launches Ward away from the pool. Layla leans over Tika and their hair floats weightlessly in the glow from the holy water. Their faces close, the elves stroke each other's cheeks. Layla launches Tika out of the pool, then leaps out and lands beside her. Water drips from the Inferni's wet hair.
The hell are you?
I'm a warrior. A priestess. A lover. I am whatever my lord needs me to be.
Tika reaches into the pool. Layla pulls her hand away and rolls her onto her back, then leans close with a grin.
Surul.
Come home. Please come home.
Olivi Surul.
Ward grabs a knife and crawls toward them. I can't go back. Dream with me again. What you love is broken, rotten. Ward plants the blade on the floor to hold himself up.
This man and the orc. What are they to you?
Nick struggles against the cord.
They're good.
Nick manages to snap the cord. He drops to the floor and lands on his back by the tactical gun.
It's time to come home.
I have to come home.
It's too late. I can't come home.
It's time to wake up.
Tika grits her teeth as Layla holds her down. So just shut up and kill me.
This is not you!
Shut up and kill me!
This is not you! This is you!
What have you done to my sister? What have you done to her? What did he do?
She aims the wand at Ward as he wavers on his feet and lifts his knife. Nick reaches for the gun. He shoots the wand from Layla's hand.
Shit. Nick, if you were aiming at the wand, that was a really good shot. But shoot her in her head!
Like this? I can't. I'm out.
He drops the gun and slumps while Layla grins. Ward lunges for the wand.
No! You're not a Bryce. You touch my wand, and it will splatter you all over the walls.
I think that's kind of the plan. I think I'm gonna just kill us all.
Layla's grin vanishes as she holds his gaze. Nick shakes his head.
Ward, I wouldn't do that.
Sorry. We're in a prophecy, right?
He grabs the wand with his bare hand, and it shines brightly in his grip. Layla's eyes go wide.
This is impossible.
Tika's eyes cloud over as she focuses on the wand.
Hey, Nick, I got the wand! What now?
Maybe you're right. What?
Do you use it? Oh, good idea.
Give it to me.
She holds a knife to Tika's throat.
Or she dies.
Vaquaros! The warrior is Vaquaros!
Vaquaros!
Magic surges from the wand and incinerates Layla. Outside, the Magic Task Force team flinches at a huge explosion. A massive fireball plumes from the compound, rising over the entire LA skyline. Ward drops the wand from his charred hand.
Tika! Tika!
He searches for her in the pool.
Tika!
Ward! It's okay!
She rolled in! I saw her come in here!
She's gone! It's okay!
I didn't hurt her!
Tika! Ward, Tika's okay! She's gone!
Tika!
Tika, Sophia! Come on, boys.
They stumble away as fires rage all around them. Nick pushes through a chain-link gate and Ward follows, holding onto his back. Flaming timbers fall from the ceiling and another explosion rocks the compound. Troops aim guns as Nick staggers outside.
Ward! Stand down!
Ward!
Flames engulf the entrance.
Ward!
A soldier holds Nick back.
No! Carol!
We're safe now.
Ward!
Nick breaks away from the soldier and Candemir and staggers back into the inferno.
Carol!
Roiling flames surge along the ceiling.
Ward! Ward!
Nick reaches the chain link gate and sees Ward's arm jutting up through the flames on the other side. Nick shakes the gate. Outside, fire trucks roll up as emergency responders gather on site. Nick and Ward stumble out of the blazing compound. They fall to the pavement in a heap.
Got out! We made it! We got out! I got you! You're okay! Are you okay? Are you what? Say something!
Ward lifts a trembling hand and points. Nick peers beyond the emergency responders and sees the Fogteeth clan gathered at the edge of the scene. Nick pushes himself into a sitting position. Dorgu slices his palm with a knife. Then he and his clan thrust their hands into the air, their fingers hooked like claws. Nick sets his jaw with great emotion and returns the salute. From the ground, Ward gives his partner a proud nod. Overcome, Nick collapses on top of him.
Still not my friend.
I never really liked you anyway.
Think you're a big dog now, you blooded, huh?
Yeah, pretty big.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Fuck magic.
Well, I don't know. I still think it's kind of cool.
Soldiers hustle past as firefighters wheel over a gurney.
Hey! Nick, the firemen are here. We should have been firemen.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get an aspirin?
Inside, men in hazmat suits carry the glowing wand in a neutralization tank. The brightness dissolves to a large isolation room with sterile lighting. Doctors in protective suits check medical equipment as armed guards keep watch over Ward and Nick's hospital beds. Later, Nick sits at his partner's bedside, napping with his chin propped on his fist. Ward comes to.
Hey, Clan Blood.
Daryl. Oh, Daryl. How are you feeling? You feeling okay?
Ward shoots him a look.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
He waves Nick closer and notices he's cuffed to the bed rail.
Oh, shit. Well, that can't be good.
Yeah.
Why are you not locked up?
I think they think you're more dangerous than me.
A tactical unit marches in with Candemir and Montague. Ward inclines his bed.
Don't say shit.
Wearing masks and helmets and toting assault rifles, the tactical unit forms a line along the opposite wall. Nick takes a deep breath as Candemir and Montague approach.
Sir, we were just responding to a call. My partner and I, but that was all this crazy magic stuff. I mean, everything that happened with Brown and Hicks and Pollard and Ching, wanted Officer Ward to shoot me. They wanted him to kill me so they could get the one, remember? And he wouldn't do it. He was a stand-up guy. He wouldn't do it. But then they said they would kill me, so he had to take action, with his gun, right?
That's not my recollection. Hey, Nick, why don't you just, if you hold up a second, they'll ask us questions.
It's what happened. I swear to God, we just returned to the call. Now, but there are forces at play that are beyond. There was an elf woman. Hey, she owned the wand, right? No, it must have been her. She's not a very nice lady, dressed very well, but like you. But she's a terrible woman. She served the Dark Lord.
Nick.
I know it.
Let them ask us questions.
They need to know this stuff.
Let him ask us questions.
And all right, and that was then when the gangsters chased us.
The context is a little off.
Tika. Oh. Tika was a young bride. She used the wand and she saved my life. My soul was leaving my body and she brought me back.
The agents remain stone-faced.
Officer Ward?
We responded to a 415 disturbance call. Upon approaching the residence, we realized that it was a safe house for an extremist group. We immediately took fire. At which point we called for backup, and unfortunately, officers were killed in the exchange.
I have never seen shooting like it. He turned around, sight unseen, four of them, bang, 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 dropped like it was one bullet. Sorry, keep going.
Gangsters showed up, and it just went really sideways from that point, and had you guys not shown up, It would have been really bad. So the real heroes in this are you guys. So we want to say thank you, Nick. Thank the nice federal agents.
Thank you.
So let me say unequivocally, there was no wand. And there was no magic. Just a couple of street cops doing our job.
Oh, I know what this is.
Then that's what happened.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened.
Yes?
I know, I'm with him. Unequivocally.
A police ceremony.
Faced with armed terrorists obsessed with myths from thousands of years ago, two of our officers held the line.
I hate seeing those scumbags up there with Rodriguez.
Let it go, Ward. We know. Okay. That's enough.
Officer Darryl Ward and our nation's first Orcish police officer, Nicholas Jacoby.
Nick bows his head, and the mayor hangs a medal around his neck. Ward spots Tika slipping through the crowd in a hoodie. He cracks a smile. The mayor hangs a medal around Ward's neck. In the crowd, Sherry grins, and his daughter makes her teddy bear clap. Ward applauds for Nick, who looks proudly over the crowd, blinking back tears. The view pulls away from the ceremony. A fairy zips around, then snarls. Credits roll. Casting by Mary Verneuil, CSA, and Lindsey Graham, CSA. Orc special makeup effects by Alec Gillis and Tom Woodruff Jr. Visual effects supervisor, Marcus Taormina. Costumes designed by Kelly Jones. Edited by Michael Tronick, ACE, and Jeffrey O'Brien. Production designer, Andrew Menzies. I'm still safe. I still ache from trying to keep pace. Somebody give me a sign. I'm starting to lose faith. Tell me how did all my dreams turn to nightmares? How did I lose it when I was right there? Now I'm so far that it feels like it's all gone to pieces. Tell me why the world never fights fair. I'm trying to find home, a place where I can go to take this off my shoulders. Someone take me home. Director of Photography, Roman Vazyanov. Executive Producer, Adam Mirams, Max Landis, Sarah Bowen, Sarah Bremner, and Pauline Fisher. Produced by Eric Newman, PGA, David Ayer, PGA, Brian Unkelis, PGA, and Ted Sarandos. Written by Max Landis. Directed by David Ayer. Look, I've been through so much pain that it's hard to maintain any smile on my face. Cause it's madness on my brain, so I gotta make it back. But my home ain't on the map. Gotta follow what I'm feeling to discover where it's at. I need the memory in case it fades forever. Just to be sure these last days are better. And if I have any enemies, then give me the strength to look the devil in the face and make it home safe. Now tell me. Unit Production Manager Adam Mirams. First Assistant Director Doug Torres. Key Second Assistant Director Christina Fong. Second Unit Director Dan Bradley. Post Production Supervisor Michael Tinger. Music Supervisors Season Kent and Gabe Hilfer. Executive Music Producer Kevin Weaver. I found no cure for the loneliness. I found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home. Crowded streets, but I'm all alone. I found no cure for the loneliness. I found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home. Crowded streets, but I'm all alone. Someone take me home. Cast: Will Smith as Darryl Ward, Joel Edgerton as Nick Jacoby, Noomi Rapace as Layla, Edgar Ramirez as Candemir, Lucy Fry as Tika, Veronica Ngo as Tien, Alex Mraz as Seraphin, Happy Anderson as Montague, Ike Barinholtz as Pollard, Don Olivieri as Sherry Ward. Matt Gerald as Hicks, Margaret Cho as Sergeant Ching, Joseph Picuero as Brown, Brad William Henke as Dorgu, Jay Hernandez as Rodriguez, Enrique Murciano as Poison, Scarlett Spencer as Sophia Ward, Andrea Nevedo as Captain Perez, Kenneth Choi as Yamahara, Bobby Naderi as Arcatian. I gaze upon the stars and I simply reply that we're the same thing, that's what we think. But you don't gotta look nowhere near as far to reach me. Carlos Linares as Old Man, Bunny Rivera as Old Woman, Bailey Edwards as MTF Elf Agent, Rosemary Stevens as Sherry's Mom / Orc Woman 4, Greg Jung Pike as Gas Station Clerk, Slay Bone Sloan as OG Mike, Robert Jacobson as Morton, Nadia Gray as Larika, Chris Browning as Serling, Laura Vallejo as Ortiz, Brandon Laraquente as Mike, Dorgu's son, and more. Stand up, run down, turn up your sound. Special thanks. The producers wish to thank the State of California, City of Los Angeles Mayor's Office, County of Los Angeles, Film LA, the Downtown Arts District, and the neighborhoods of Echo Park, MacArthur Park, and Rampart for their hospitality in support of filming in Los Angeles. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. The characters and events depicted in this film are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Fog Teeth Productions, LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Copyright 2017, Fog Teeth Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.